Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Recently, I was helping with a retreat, and it was a little bit different than many retreats that I've helped with in that I was supposed to stay in the same area or the same cabin as some of the people who are on retreat. And so as the night was drawing to an end, the retreatants were continuing to talk and to keep eating and keep being with each other, which was good for them, but also I was incredibly tired from the long day and from how long the weekend had seemed in general. And so I wanted to recognize their desire to talk with each other, but I also want to recognize that some of them really wanted to go to sleep, and I was one of those people. And so it had been a gradual process over the past few minutes of trying to prepare them for sleep, turning off the lights. And then I had this experience of this passage of scripture came through my mind, which was a recent line from a gospel. And it was when Jesus was speaking to the rich young man, and the rich young man is asking, what does he need to do to merit eternal life? And they have this conversation. And then there's this line in scripture where it says, and Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And then he gives him this challenge for how to live the gospel in an even deeper, completely transforming way. And that's kind of a striking line, like Jesus looking at him, loved him. Like, of course Jesus loved this man, but it's also love that prompts him to call him deeper. And so that passage came to my mind when I was preparing to give the girls this, like, we need to go to bed in this amount of time. And it helped overcome my frustration that I was experiencing, not towards them, but just the tiredness, the busy, long weekend that had happened. And so looking at them, talking and eating and chatting and just being together, I thought, and looking at them, she loved them. And it was a beautiful moment of just pausing and forgetting, trying to forget about what I wanted and what I was experiencing, and just asking the Lord for his heart for them, that I could love them in that moment. And so I took a few seconds, just kind of soaked that in. And then I just said, all right, you have about 10 minutes and then you need to be in your own beds and go from there. And then when I, 10 minutes later, had to come back and say, okay, it's been 10 minutes. There was just a difference in me that I felt, even if it wasn't noticeable to anybody else, that I was really trying to love them and to look past any tiredness that I had and just to see their goodness. And that line also came to mind when I was dealing with a class at school. All classes have their good days and their bad days, and in this one class it was a bit of a struggle that day, and that came to mind. I want to look at them and I want to love them. And when I look at them individually, that can be easier to love them, to have a conversation with them one-on-one and to be like, okay, like I can see a glimpse of your goodness, even if you're being difficult or even if you're doing something I don't want you to do. But sometimes when it's looking at the entire class, that it can just feel frustrating. And so having that moment of just looking at them and telling the Lord that I want to love them with his heart helped to kind of shift it from the frustration or the annoyance that I was feeling to the love that I ought to be feeling for them, even while calling them hopefully to something higher and not just giving them a pass to get away with whatever they want. And I think that can also be applied to all areas of our lives. The different people that we encounter, whether it's on the road or in work or in our families, that before we respond perhaps the way we want to, maybe from frustration that has nothing to do with them or frustration that has everything to do with them, but to be able to pause and say, Lord, I want to see them with the love that you have for them. Grant me the grace of being able to love them as you loved the rich young man, as you love us. Grant us the grace to have hearts overflowing with love. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your living word, which is speaking to us today. You have a desire to move in our hearts, to transform our hearts into a place where you can dwell most fully. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've given to us, for our family, for our friends, for all the people we work with, for all the random people we encounter who remain strangers. Lord, fill our hearts with a deeper love for each person, that you would give us a glimpse of how much you love them. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.